Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Zahara, ist Perik Yud Dalid Mishnah Hey. Shnei Zizin. We have these two overhangs coming out of the wall. Ze al gabe ze. One on top of the other. They're exactly one on top of the other. The Yeshben, each one of these ledges has a Paseach Tefach. Each overhang has a width of a Tefach by a Tefach. Ubeinein Paseach Tefach. And what this means, says the Bat Tanura, is as follows. The one on the bottom is off the ground by a Tefach. And the one on top is higher than a Tefach from the lower Ziz. So there's a Tefach, at least the Tefach, between the floor and the first Ziz, and at least the Tefach between the two Zizim. Now these ledges are coming out of a wall. They're not over a doorway. At least that's how the Bat Tanura learns. Zakta Mishnah, under these circumstances, again, two overhangs, one directly over the other. There's a tefach from the floor to the first, and then there's a tefach between the two. Tuma Tachtein, if there's, let's say, a Kazayis Menanes laying under the bottom overhang, the bottom Ziz, Tachtein and Tame, anything underneath that Ziz, that bottom Ziz is Tame, anything on top of it is Tar, because that bottom Ziz will serve as an oil to block the Tuma. So if I have one Keli on the floor underneath the Ziz, it's going to be Tame. If I have another Keli sitting on top of this Ziz, it's going to be Tar. That's if the Tumah is underneath the lower Ziz. Vayter Zakta Mishnah Beinayim, if the Tumah was between the bottom Ziz and the upper Ziz, Beinayim Tumah, any Keli that's in between the two Zizim would be Tumah. But the Keli underneath the first Ziz, let's say a Keli sitting on the floor, and any Keli sitting on the top of the upper Ziz, they would be Tar. Because again, these zizim, these overhangs, effectively serve as a chatzitza to block tum. So if the tum is in between, only kalim in between will be tummy. I want to remind you, each of these zuzim are a tefach by a tefach. That's why they're a good oil, and they're exactly one on top of the other. Al gabeyan, if the tum was on top of the upper ziz, so kenegda, if you follow a straight line up, ad lurakia, up until the sky, tummy. Anything that's going to be an oil over it will become tummy. Doesn't make a difference how high. There's nothing to block the tumah. But the tumah does not go off to the sides, because there's no oil on top of it. It also won't come down below the ziz, because this ziz that's a tefach by a tefach is an oil that blocks the tumah from coming down. So again, if there's tumah on top of the higher ziz, and there's a keli to the side of it, that keli will not become tameh. There's no oil underneath that spreads the tumah. Only something that's going to be in the direct path on top of the tumah, regardless of how high up that thing is over the tumah. Straight up will be tameh, off to the sides will be tar, and underneath the upper ziz will also be tar. However, zakta Mishnah weiter, hoya ha'elyon oidif ala tachten b'seach tefach. If these two zizim are not aligned, as we explained, the upper ziz extends by more than a tefach over the lower ziz. In other words, the area of the upper ziz covers the whole area of the lower ziz, plus it sticks out another tefach. Then the din would be, if tumah tachtein, if there was tumah underneath the bottom ziz, oy b'nein, or in between the two zizim, tachtein, underneath the bottom ziz, u b'nein, as well as between the two, tami would be tami. Because what happens over here is, that extra part that the top one extends, in other words, if I'm on the floor and I'm looking up, I see the bottom ziz, and I also see part of the top ziz. The fact that I can see part of the top ziz, and it extends by a tefach, that mixes the tumah. And that's why if there's tumah underneath the bottom one, or in between, everything underneath the top one is going to become tummy. The top one becomes the predominant oil. Tumah underneath is going to come up and spread to the sides. But a keli that's on top of the top one, that's going to be tar. Because the Maisa, that Tumah is going to be blocked. Al Gabein, says the Mishnah Vayta. Let's say the Tumah was on top of the top one. Connect the other Rekia Tame. So, in a straight up line, all the way till the sky, anything that'll be over it in the direct path of the Tumah. If I took a laser light, like we kept using the Marshall, and shot it straight up from where the Tame is on the top one, that's going to become Tame. But anything to the side of it, as well as what's underneath, that's going to be Tahar. So to put it in a nutshell, what we're saying is that because the top ziz extends a tefach past the lower one, that's the one roof we're looking at. It's as if that top roof covers everything underneath it. Tuma that would be in between the two zuzim as well as what's underneath. Zok the Mishnah weiter. But if hoya elyon oydef ala tachton pachas mitafach, if I'm standing on the floor and I'm looking up, I taka see that the top one extends a little bit further than the bottom one, but by less than a tefach. So here it gets a little tricky. If tuma tachtayin, if there's tuma underneath the bottoms is, tachtayin ubinayin tuma, I still say any keli underneath will become tuma, and any keli sitting on the first ziz is going to become tuma. So even though the top one extends by less than a tefach over the lower one, I'm still going to say there's a mixture of tuma, and if there's tuma underneath, that tuma will not just go up till the lower ziz, it'll come up till the top ziz. However, beinayin, if the tuma is in between the two zozim, or it's laying on the floor, but tachas hamoyser, not underneath the first one, it's laying underneath the part that extends on the top. So in other words, if I take out my handy laser light here and I shined it from the tuma on the floor straight up, I won't hit the bottoms, I'll only hit the top one. Here's where we have a machlekes. Rabbi Eliezer says, tachteyen ubeinayin tamei. Any keli underneath and any keli in between will be tamei. Because the fact that the top one protrudes, even though it's by less than a tefach, it's going to take that tuma that's in between the two, that's underneath the top one, and send it down. Rabbi Shua says, in this case, where the tuma is in between the two zuzim, or laying on the floor, but only underneath the part that extends on the top, my laser light from the tuma on the floor will come up. It won't hit the first ziz. It'll miss it. It'll hit only the bottom of the top one. If that's the case, Rabbi Yeshua says, beinayin, what's in between? Vitachas ha-maiser, and taka, what's underneath, any other keli that's underneath the part where the top protrudes, tummy, that would be tummy. Because the top one is an oil covering it. But vitachteyen, a keli that's underneath the bottom one, tar will be tar. Why? Says Rabbi Yeshua, because the top one doesn't have a whole tefach of extending over the bottom one, the tuma will not come from the top one underneath the bottom one. So if the tuma is directly under the bottom one and a chanami, everything will be tummy. But if the tuma is on top of the bottom one, or the tuma is off to the side a little bit, where straight up it doesn't hit the bottom, it will not affect other kalim that are underneath the bottom one, as Isaac Rabbi Yeshua. What's the lumdis over here? So the Mefarshim explained something. Look, because the top one doesn't have its own tefach past the bottom one, it doesn't have such a chashivas. The main thing is the bottom one. The top one adds a little. So it's like the bottom one is the ikker. The top one is kind of a tuffle. Rabbi Yeshua holds, whenever you have this kind of a situation, a main oil and a little bit more from something else, so the tuma will come out of the main one and go into that little something else, like over here. But a tuma that's situated only underneath the tuffle one, the secondary oil, like tuma that's in between, it's only under the top one. Or tuma, even if it's on the floor, but it's past where the bottom one ends, straight up is only the top one, that's not going to go from the tuffle into the ikker. So again, according to Rabbi Yeshua, because the top one does not extend the tefach over the first one, the main one is the lower one, the top one is like a secondary one. So tuma underneath the main one is going to go to the top. But tuma underneath the secondary one, whether it's in between or it's on the floor but only under the part where the top sticks out, tuma will not go from there underneath the main oil. But again, this is only because the top one doesn't extend the tefach. If the top one did extend the tefach, it's not a secondary oil. Then the top one becomes the main oil. Okay, let's chazer over the cases in our Mishnah. Case number one here in Mishnah Hey. We have two overhangs or ledges, two zuzin, one on top of the other. They're exactly aligned. They're wide and long, a tefach. From the floor till the first one, you have a tefach. And between the first one and the second one, you have a tefach. The Mishnah told us if there's tuma underneath, whatever's underneath is tameh. But any keli in between is going to be tar. If the tum is in between the two zuzin, only kalim that are in between will become tamei. This is a tefach by a tefach. Each one is an oil on its own. They're exactly aligned. So again, tumah underneath, the bottom one will block it from coming up higher. The tumah is in between. The bottom one will block it from coming down. The top one will block it from going up. Only kalim that are in between will become tumah. If the tumah is all the way on top, meaning on top of the top one, they're in a straight line up, it'll be tumah. Leave it on the top. If you have a keli to the side, it won't become tumah because there's no oil on top of it to spread the tumah. In the second case of the Mishnah, the top one is not exactly aligned with the bottom one. It protrudes further by a whole tefach. It's a pesach tefach. So it's a solid oil on its own. It takes over the bottom one. It becomes the main oil. And therefore, if there's tumah underneath the bottom one or in between, any keli underneath, any keli in between is going to be tumah. The tumah is on top. So again, that's not affected by the fact that the top one protrudes by a tefach, tumah on the top, there's no oil on top of that, so straight up is tumah, and that's it. If the top one, taka went further than the bottom one, but by less than a tefach. So if I was standing on the floor and looking up, I would see the bottom one, and I would see a little bit of the top one. Less than a tefach of the top one. So if there's tumah underneath the bottom one, whatever's underneath, and whatever's in between is tumah. For this, everyone holds the top one is still strong enough to mix the tumah. If the tumah, however, here's where we have the machlokes. And again, the case is the top one protrudes a little bit past the first one, but by less than a tefach. If the tumah is in between or underneath the extra part, on the floor, but underneath the little extra part, if it went straight up from the tumah all the way up, I would miss the bottom one, I would hit the less than the tefach of the top that sticks out. So here Rabbi Eliezer says, whatever's underneath, whatever's in the middle is tameh. I still say the top one mixes everything together. Rabbi Yeshua says, not necessarily. In this case, where again, the top one protrudes by less than a tefach, and the tumah is either in between or underneath the little part that it protrudes on the floor, but underneath the part where the top one protrudes, Rabbi Yeshua says, what's between the two, any kalim between the two, or what's on the ground, but directly underneath the little part that sticks out, that's not going to be tummy. But kalim that are underneath the bottom one will be tahar. Why? Because the top one doesn't extend by a tefach. It's not the main oil. It's a secondary oil. The main oil is the first one. And Rabbi Shua says, if the tum is on the main oil, it'll go on to the second one. But if the tum is only under the secondary oil, that will not go under the main aisle.